Hello, beings of this earth. I'm Venus.
And I'm stunning.
Horrible.
Just kidding. I'm Xander.
Okay, what a way to ruin our intro. Anyway, I'm Venus.
And I'm Xander.
Yes, I know that's right. And welcome to Bad at Life, the podcast where we discover a wide variety of topics that we may or may not be bad at. And Xander, why do our opinions matter?
Because we said so.
Because I said so. My opinion matters. Your opinion has been stripped away from you. It doesn't matter anymore because you ruined our intro.
That's trash.
Yes, you threw away your rights. I'm sorry.
Did I? No. Well.
Listener discretion is advised. We do not filter or edit anything out. Explicit content will be featured. So, hey, you've been warned. Dick and balls, you know? You've been warned, so immediately I have to say something bad. Oh, bad, I mean just curse words. And quote-unquote, like, bad words, like boobs. So, hey, if you're not here for that, move on.
Go away.
Yes. Today's episode is about bad at dating. Are we good at it? Are we bad at it? Please tune in to find out. I can already say that we are both pretty bad at it. But before I go ahead and tell why we are good or bad at it, let me define the thing, girl. The definition of dating is going out with someone in whom one is romantically or sexually interested in. So, so yes, that can mean also only sexually. I've never done that before, but you know, that can also be a thing.
Yeah, I know that's more into that.
Yes, I know a lot of gay world is into that, so.
Yummalicious.
Yeah, well, some people think it's yummy-licious, and some people think it's gross. And I'm not one to judge, but for my kind of lifestyle, that is not
something you're interested in.
No, neither am I. No, it's not. No, not at all.
Sorry, before we move
sorry.
On. Sorry. It seems so disgusting. Like, someone you just met.
So you go ahead and judge everyone.
Yeah, I am.
Well, hey, if you want to fuck everyone, you do you. You know, I'm here to support you. I'm here to, you know, let you live your life. But Xander is here to be the police.
Yeah.
Okay? So don't tell him. Don't tell him.
No.
Okay?
Don't.
If it was already not, like, clear after literally 7 episodes, we are actually dating. I don't know if it's clear to y'all, but we are boyfriends. We met on the internet. We met on Tinder. And we actually knew each other before that. So we went to the same high school and we are dating now. We have been dating for 3 years. And we are very happy.
Almost 4 years, actually.
Yes. And we are very happy.
Yeah.
Right?
Right? No, I'm so unhappy with you,
actually. Okay, guys. Well, this was the episode. That's why we're bad at dating. Yeah. We broke up.
We're breaking up.
So thank you for listening.
That's it. Bye.
Okay, no, we are not breaking up,
just
right?
Kidding. I'm really happy.
Okay. Luckily, so we are dating. And we have dated with other people before, so we are qualified for the subject, girl.
Yeah.
You are
more qualified than I am, but I do have
wow.
a funny story.
Okay, what? So you wanted everyone to think I was a slut.
Yes.
Right away. So nice of you. Thank you. So, do you want me to start this time?
Sure.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So time for a little story time. I have 2 little stories. And like Xander said, I definitely have more experience in dating than him. I'm 21, but I started dating pretty young, I feel like.
Slide. Ho.
Just kidding. Okay. Well, some would say that being unexperienced is, you know, not a good thing to be. So, I am experienced, and I'm happy with that. So, okay, one of the first things I want to tell you guys is, first of all, I always really enjoyed dating when I was doing it. Like, just the whole drama of like, oh my god, first date, and what am I gonna wear, and what are we gonna do, and oh my god, will we kiss? Like, I like that kind of drama. Especially when I was younger, it all was really exciting to me because, of course, growing up gay, that concept was kind of far away for me. And seeing everyone date even earlier than I was, it seemed like a very magical thing. And truth be told, it was. So one of the stories I want to tell you guys is like my first experience dating. So I came out of the closet when I was like around 15. And that story I will save for another day. But when I came out, I essentially also posted on Instagram that, oh my goodness, I came out to my parents and people were really happy for me. And one of the people that commented on the post was like, just like this guy from our town that commented, like, let the rainbows come, he said, I think. And for a couple of weeks, I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, oh, you know, people are supportive, people are nice. But eventually I was like, wait, that's actually a really pretty weird comment, because he was a guy. We didn't know each other formally. Like, we didn't really know each other, but I knew who he was. He knew who I was. We knew each other's names, that kind of thing. So eventually I decided to message him to, like, thank him. But I think that was also just to find out what his motives were. I was like, why would you comment this if you don't really know me? And we started talking, and of course it turned out that he was also gay himself. And he was like 16, and I was, no, wait, I wasn't 15. I think I was 13. I was 13, right? Yes, yeah. I was 13, and this boy was 16. And essentially quite quick, we began dating. Which was really nerve-wracking. And even though I had come out to my parents, I had actually not told them that I was dating this guy, because I was, you know, the responses weren't necessarily what I was hoping for. So I wasn't, like, super excited to tell them that I was already dating someone. But that's just besides the point. But we dated for 3 months, and, you know, things happened. He was kind of different. Let's just say that. And after 3 months, we broke up, and I'm gonna be real, I think he broke up with me that time, and I was immediately kind of sad about it. I can't imagine being sad now about that, but I was definitely sad in the moment. And in 2 weeks, I heard, like, ooh, he's dating someone else. I was like,
no, ma'am.
Not today. Because we had, like, got together, you know, to talk about things, and just as friends and stuff, and I had told him, like, oh, I still have feelings for you, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, yeah, I still have feelings for you, too. And then we went home, and I was thinking, okay, we're going to talk it out, and we're going to get back together in, like, a day or something. But then I heard he's dating someone else, so I was like, not today. So I immediately messaged this other guy. We'll call him, like, Jared. You know, Jared. I texted him, and I was like, oh, my God, I like you, whatever, because I had seen him, and he went to the same school as well. I texted him, and in no time, we were hanging out, and before everyone knew it, we were dating. I was dating Jared, you know, the guy who my ex at the time was dating. I know, it's getting complicated, but it was complicated at the time. So I dated him for literally 2 weeks until my ex was, like, jealous, and then I got back together with my ex. So at this point...
So messy.
At this point, I'm just like, why? You know, all this drama. And then we dated for 3 more months, and then I broke up with him.
Again?
No, he broke up with me the first time.
Oh.
And now I broke up with him. Mm-hmm. And then I was like super done with it. And funny enough, for years, drama still happened with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, a year later... he texted me, I went over to his house, we kissed again, then he was, like, dating someone else, so he broke my heart. Then a year later, I went again, and then he texted me a lot of things, and he also said that he wanted me back, but then he was dating someone else. I was like, no, I'm gonna send all of the screenshots to that guy, and then they broke up. It was, like, so messy for years. Literal years, guys.
And I think he still messaged you, like, last year.
Yes. The last time he messaged me, I think, was in 2021.
Okay.
But that's still really, a long time to message someone, because I think we dated in 2015.
Yeah, and he texted you almost every year.
Yes, the last time we saw each other was, I think, 2018, and then he still texted me until 2021. Now, I'm gonna be real. This guy did things that I don't easily would forgive, but I do hope, you know, that he's okay and that he's living life and, you know, you to you, mama, like, be happy on your own lane. But I don't get why you would need to message me still to, like, be happy, you know?
Yeah, it's just really sad, actually.
Yeah, because I think through all of it, he was still dating someone. Yeah. I mean, I can't know officially, but...
No, because you weren't in contact with him, no. Obviously, but...
But, yeah. So strange. So that was a very horrible story, but also, you know, the part of it that was toxic, I definitely added to that. You know, it wasn't that he was toxic and I wasn't. Like, I was also very dramatic and toxic. And all I can say is that I'm happy that it happened because, you know, it shaped me to be who I am today. Plus, it actually made up for a lot of songs that I wrote and even my first single ever that came out in 2017, which is called Him. So, you know what? It happened and we should be happy about that. But if you're listening to this, you know, don't message me. You know, just listen to this and you're listening to my voice. Like, enjoy that.
Yeah.
You know? Enjoy the little things in life. Like, listening to my voice right now, girl.
Yeah.
Don't message me.
Don't.
No. But also, I still have messages. So, don't come for me. I will expose you. And that's on period. So, that's on periodic table.
Periodic.
Yes. And the other story that I have, or do you want to... tell a story.
Oh, that's fine. I can do that.
Should we make it quirky?
Yeah, let's make it quirky. Well, I remember, like, this is my first dating experience ever in life, I think.
With a girl.
With a girl,
yes. Ew.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're gay.
Yeah, that's pretty.
So you didn't know that back then?
No, I didn't know. I certainly didn't. But I was in high school. I think I was 12 years or something. I was really young.
12?
Yeah, 12.
That's a child.
I know. But children also kind of...
Also, I dated when I was 13, so I don't know what I'm saying.
Yeah, you were like a year older.
Yes, but 13 is a teenager, girl.
Yeah, okay. So I was 12 or maybe 13. I don't remember. But I was friends with this girl. Let's call her... Let's give a name.
Who?
Miranda. Let's call her Miranda.
Do I know this person?
No, you don't.
Come on, Miranda.
Miranda. And we were really good friends. And at some point, I really started to like her. And she was just like... This was the period that emo girls were really in. So she was like, an emo girl.
And I was, don't remind me of the times.
I was all in for it. I really liked her. And I was like madly in love. And then at one point, I told her how I felt about her. And then she was like, oh, no, ew, I don't feel the same way about you. And she kind of
said no.
No, yeah, she said no, but it made me feel a certain type of way. So then I tried to make her jealous, I think. I don't really know what my motive was, but I was also friends with this other girl. Let's call her Shirley. And I don't think that I really liked her or found her attractive, but I just felt like she liked me. So at one point, I just walked up to her and there were like a lot of people around us just watching what I was doing. And I just asked, like, do you want to be my girlfriend? And then she said yes. And we were like in a relationship for, I think, like 5 months or something. So that was quite a long time.
For 12-year-old people.
For 12-year-old.
That's really... That's like years.
That's years. Yeah, that's what it felt like. I think we were dating like 3 months or something. And then this girl, Miranda, came up to me.
The emo girl.
The emo girl. And she was crying and so upset. And she even messaged me on Facebook. Like, you broke my heart and everything is ruined because of you. Just go to that fat whore.
What?
Yeah, she was like a bigger girl, but she was
But really, oh my goodness, 12-year-old people saying big fat whore.
Yeah, she was really mean about it and cussing at her, like, for no specific reason. So, yeah, that made me really upset. And I was like, oh my god, so she does like me. And then at one point... I went to Shirley's house and I said, like, I'm sorry, but I want to break up. And we had, like, a really emotional conversation, like, just in the middle of the street at night. And then I texted Miranda to come to the same spot, but, like, Shirley already went away.
Ew.
And I told her what happened, and I believe I... told her, I just told her, like, oh, I broke up with her because I want to be with you. And then she was like, oh, no, I don't want that. And
stun.
She
did that.
Yeah, she did. And, but I think we did go to the movies at one point, but nothing came out of it. She was just basically really angry with me. And then I got back together with...
With Shirley,
yes.
Girl, this is also really messy.
It's really messy. But she forgave me, and...
And you are friends to this day.
No.
Oh.
No, we're not. No.
So it didn't even have a happy ending.
No, but I do remember that at one point, because we were together for like 5 months, and then we broke up. She broke up with me. And then, like a couple months later... We became friends again, and then we got together again, and then I think for like another 3 months, then we broke up. And then like later, I wanted to get back together again because we were like kind of getting romantic. And then she was like, no, I don't want to
do all that
anymore. So that was really sad, but yeah.
Such but to mess. Be fair, they were girls, so who cares? You know, like, yeah. we found out we were gay, so.
Yeah. But not after this.
Yeah, me. But, I mean, everything worked out.
Yeah, it did. So, that was my first story, and,
yeah.
Tell your story.
Okay, so my second story, we have to, like, definitely speed this shit up. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Because it's long?
No, I mean, we've already been talking for, like, 20 minutes. And normally, our episodes are, like, 35 minutes.
Yeah, but my second story is quite short, so okay. Don't worry.
So, my second story is also quite short. And it's actually about a guy at my high school, and everyone kind of knew that he was gay, but he was not ready to admit it, girl. Unlike me, I was ready to face it very early on. And eventually, I think I was already in college. He messaged me and, you know, he was kind of persistent on going on a date with me. I didn't necessarily like this guy, but I was like, okay, let me give him a chance just to see what it's all about. Plus, you know, maybe then he'll stop. And we went to the movies and I wasn't, you know, I liked him in the sense of like, he was just an okay guy.
Yeah.
And I could be friends with him, but I never saw him like...
In a romantic way.
No, not at all. And so we were at the movies and we were watching a movie that was actually quite invested in, so that's kind of funny. But,
Which movie?
Everything.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, girl, if you're listening to this, you now know that it's you. But, in the Netherlands, when you go to the movies, oftentimes there's a break during the movie so you can get, you know... some drinks or go to the toilet. I don't know if that's in other places, but the break was happening and he told me like, oh my goodness, I really, really like you. You're like so cute, so fun. Oh my God, I really like you. And I looked at this man and I said, thank you. And then the movie started again, but I just couldn't, you know, face him and tell him, oh my God, I like you too, because I didn't.
No.
You know? So that was really sad and really, really awkward. Sorry. Yeah. But eventually, you know, the date ended and that was fine. But then months later, he still kept messaging me. And I was like, okay, let me hang out with this guy one more time. To really, to like really end it all. And I went to his house. And, you know, the vibes were that I was going to tell him, like, oh, I don't want this. But... again, we were watching a movie because I am very bad at saying no to things. And eventually he like leans in to kiss me. And I look at him and I go, what are you doing? And he's like, don't you want to kiss me? Like, don't you think I'm pretty? Don't you think I'm handsome? I'm like, that has nothing to do with whether I want to kiss you or not. But also, I don't want to do that. And I think he was gooped and gagged.
I think so too.
I think he was gooped and gagged. The second that I left that house, I never heard anything again.
I think it was clear.
I think he was gooped. But then I still followed him, I think, at the time. And I saw that he eventually, you know, got together with someone else. So everything worked out for him, I think. And yeah. If it didn't, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm the reason.
No.
You know, I don't think we would have matched at all. Because I'm a very, like, extravagant person. right?
Yeah.
And
he's into politics, right?
No, yeah, but what I wanted to say, he's also a very extravagant person.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And I don't think if that necessarily matches up.
I don't know.
You know, it's like too much with too much.
Yeah.
And you, even though you can be too much sometimes, you're definitely like a more, I don't know, I don't want to sound mean, but like more subdued energy.
Yeah.
So you can definitely like crank me down if I need to. Does that make any sense?
I'm more like of a chill person, I think.
Yeah. Psychologists, please tune in. You know, let us know. Did I make the wrong decision? Let me know in the comments below. I hope not.
Oh my god. Imagine, like, one day you get a message. Like, you're not meant to be together.
Well, that day is the day I will break up with you.
Oh,
is because it? I will have to listen.
Oh, of course.
We have to do what they want.
We do.
No, just kidding. No, I won't break up with you. Probably.
Probably.
No, I won't break up with you.
Never say never.
No, I don't want to make it sound like we're going to break up. Like, we just love to make jokes about it.
Yeah.
But we're very happy.
Yeah, we are.
Okay, so what's your other story?
My other story is just, like, a short, small story. But when I was younger, I think I was 14 at this time. And I used to, like, go on his website. It was called Sunny Day. And it's basically, like, Habbo.
People don't know that, girl. No, that's Dutch.
I don't think so. I think
know so.
No, but they have like Habbo on
no.
In England? No?
In England, yes, but 80% of our listeners are American.
American, okay.
Okay, it's like Roblox.
It's
like Roblox.
It's kind of like Roblox, I guess. Yeah. It's like a simulation in the 2000s. Game. I don't fucking know. But you could talk to people and stuff and everyone in the Netherlands was obsessed with this website.
Except me.
Except you. But there was like the real, it was like a hotel. There was the real one called Habbo. And there was like a ripoff. And that was the site that I joined. Because you could just buy everything on the site without spending actual money. So that was really interesting. But I also dated as this character on this website. But I actually met someone on this.
Who?
I can't say her name.
Why?
Because we're not going to do that. We're not going
to. Why not?
Let's call her Sonia. I'll tell you afterwards.
No, but like, I mean, is this bad? Like, is she bad?
No.
Then why wouldn't you say her name?
No, but that's privacy.
Yeah, but.
I know I did it before. But
say it.
No.
Say it.
No, it's Sonia.
Come on.
Okay.
Peer pressure.
No.
Say it. Say it.
No, we're not going to do that.
Whisper.
No.
They totally heard that.
No, they did not. Okay. Anyway, I met this girl on this website. And at one point, we decided to meet up in person. Kids who are listening, don't do this.
It's kids really... who are listening, turn this shit off.
Okay. Everyone who's listening, don't meet up with someone you haven't seen before. Because I was literally looking at...
Or do. Grindr, Tinder.
No, but there was not like an actual picture of this person. It was just like a little stick figure. And we decided to meet up in person. So, you know, I could have been like a 16-year-old man. Or she could have been like a 70-year-old grandma who wanted to... Or grandpa who wanted to kill me. So, but luckily that wasn't the case. We started texting through WhatsApp. And like eventually we did send pictures to each other. So we know, like we knew what we looked like.
Yeah.
And we decided to meet up, and I met up with this girl, and we had a wonderful day. And at one point, we went to her house, and I met her mother as well. And I think we decided to go to the store together because the mom needed to do some groceries, but she couldn't leave her at the house. It was really weird. And then she started talking to me, and she said, "How did you guys even meet? Like... I don't think I know you. I've never heard your name before." And then she looked at me that and said, she looked at me like, "Don't say anything." So she just said, Oh, do you remember that holiday we went on with Shelly and Bertha?
So she lied.
Like, I met him there. Like, and he's from the south.
I hate that because now you need to lie. She, like, made you lie.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, that's true. And then we went to a party together. But, like, months later, when we were actually together, we did, like, come out and we did tell how we...
Come out.
No.
You came out as an internet couple.
Yeah, we came out as an internet couple.
That must have been so hard for you.
On sunny day, yeah. But we set the parents down and we said, like, oh, we lied about that.
So dramatic.
We actually met online, but they weren't angry at all. But I think that's because it worked out fine. Everything went well.
Mm-hmm.
And we were together for like 6 months, I think. And then, well.
And then you were gay.
Then she broke up with me. No, not yet.
You weren't gay yet.
Not yet.
Well, normally our story times don't end up being this long. But, I mean, there are some little things that I need to discuss.
Okay, well, so, go right ahead.
Tea time.
Tea time.
Ladies.
What about the gentlemen?
The gentlemen?
Yeah, you said ladies. And gentlemen.
Gentlemen, turn off this podcast. I'm just kidding. Actually, more than 50% of listeners are male. But I think that's because we are gay.
Yeah.
And gays want to listen to the gays.
And they're like...
No!
Just kidding.
We're just kikiing.
Yeah.
Not kikiing. Kikiing. Okay. We're kikiing. No. I'm actually pretty horrible at dating. The things that have happened are truly traumatic. And I wish that I was, like, actually kidding when I say those things. But what was happening? Especially for me growing up, dating, like I said, seemed like this super weird thing that wasn't real. Because straight people were all around me and I didn't understand what was wrong with me. So, obviously growing up, especially in like elementary school, I did have girlfriends. And, you know, not real girlfriends. We didn't even kiss or anything. But like little flings and stuff. Like, oh my god, we're together. And eventually when I decided, you know what, I want the world to know that I'm gay. I want to meet people. Like... That thing happened with my first boyfriend, but I was rather desperate to meet people like me. And let's just be real, when you're between 13 and 18 and you're already coming out and you want to find people, the reality is not a lot of people have come out yet. So you're not going to find many people that are like you, especially not like here where I live.
No.
So I turned to the one and only thing I knew I could rely on, the internet. And I put this bitch on dating apps. Like, even before I was legal.
Yeah.
Which is, don't do that.
No.
Don't do that shit. That's so fucking stupid. So, of course, me as like a 15, 16-year-old, even younger, as a 14-year-old, I'm up on fucking Grindr.
Oh my god.
Like the dumb whore that I am. And, like, the first guy that I talked to, not the first guy, but, you know, the first guy that, like, really led somewhere, that I talked to, he was like, oh, I'll get you from school. So, like...
I'll pick you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was very honest about my age, because I thought that was, like, the best thing to do. But looking back at that girl, what was wrong with me?
Yeah.
That's so dangerous.
It is.
Yeah, because this guy was like 26.
Yeah, but that guy should also have been like, this is not okay.
No, but to be fair, that guy didn't do anything with me.
That's good. But so still, it's like really creepy.
Yeah, it's really creepy looking back at it, of course. And he picked me up on his scooter and I literally saw him. I went to him, said hello, you know, got... behind him on the scooter, like, what, how do we say that? I hopped on.
Yeah.
And we left. Suddenly we are literally like on the highway. And I look around me and I'm truly thinking, oh my goodness, I could die.
Yeah.
Like I could be dead before I know it. Luckily, nothing happened. This guy didn't even try to kiss me. didn't touch me inappropriately, didn't try to do anything sexually with me. He didn't even talk about those things with me. So that's really nice. Like, looking back at it, I'm, like, grateful that at least this man knew his boundaries. But I think he was definitely interested. Otherwise, he wouldn't have picked me up. Otherwise, he wouldn't have texted me.
No, true.
But I'm just very happy that I knew what the line was, you know, to do things. And he was very nice, but eventually he was over it. And he didn't text me back. We saw each other like 3 times. But I was definitely like in love with him. But I mean, when you're 14 years old, you're very alone. And someone like that, you know, with more experience. And at the time, I definitely thought he was handsome. Makes time for you. Of course you're going to be freaking in love. That's like not crazy at all.
No.
But yeah, that was messed the fuck up. And funny thing is, that's not the only story.
No?
No, ma'am. No, not on the Grindr being too young thing.
Oh, no, true.
I texted many a guys, many a pictures, many a things. And I didn't meet many people in person. Only 2, really. But eventually I met someone older, even before I was 16. And I dated this guy for, like, years. Am I proud of that? No, but again, I'm happy that it happened because it definitely shaped me into who I am today. And it served as inspiration for many creative outlets that I have. But it's messed the fuck up. Now I'm 21 and I'm old enough for a young gay boy of 13 to think, oh my goodness, he is an experienced guy. Mm-hmm. But it would never cross my mind. No. It would never. It would never cross my mind. No. Even if I was single and I would be on a dating app, if someone tells me, hi, I'm actually 14, I would be like, okay, you should consider not being on this app.
Yeah.
Because that's not very healthy or safe because reasons A, B, and C. Now I'm going to leave you alone because, first of all, I don't want any problems. Second of all, I'm not interested in young people. And third of all, you should be in your crib.
Yeah.
Getting your diaper changed.
It's really inappropriate.
And also gross. And also gross. It is. Sorry. You're sending dick pics to underage people.
Yeah.
Nasty.
That's not okay.
That's actually not okay.
But can you imagine, like, being...
No.
Not even, like, my age. Older. Because I can imagine. Because this guy was 26.
26.
26.
Yes, I mean, he didn't do anything inappropriate.
No, okay.
But... Okay, but still, he messaged me back and he saw me in real life.
Yeah.
So he heard, okay, this guy is 14, let me hang out with him.
Yeah.
Which is already weird.
It is.
It's weird.
It is.
Girlies is weird. I don't know.
But I can't imagine. Like, he was older than I am because I'm 24.
He's almost, like, you're almost his age back then. I'm
almost his age, but it wouldn't even cross my mind to date a 14-year-old.
That's also not a 16-year-old.
No. No, absolutely
not. Even though a 16-year-old is technically legal.
Yeah, but that's...
Where we live.
To me, that's also not okay.
Not even not okay, it's just not attractive. No, I don't know.
It's a child.
But... I get when things can go wrong. I mean, gay world, if you're gay and you're listening, you have been on Grindr. Xander hasn't been on Grindr at all, so no. He doesn't really know the experience. But the Grindr experience is very, very strange, and a lot of people do send unsolicited sexual things. And it's just nasty, first of all. But so I get when mistakes can happen. You know, I get when people... are not clear on what someone's age is, you know, they can make mistakes, but then it's your job to be like, okay, now that I know how old you are, I'm very sorry that I sent this and this and this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave you alone now. Bye. I'm gonna report you. That's what we should do.
Yeah,
report absolutely. People. And also, shame on you, Tinder, Grindr, Badoo, which is in the Netherlands, any other websites that are not checking IDs. I know no one wants to send... like a picture of their ID to dating apps, but it should be what is happening.
But I believe that one dating app that I've been on, mm-hmm. they did like an ID
check. Well, kudos to them.
But that's really good.
That's what they should do.
Because otherwise they cannot avoid it because you can just give up a fake email address and a fake
You can give up a fake identity.
Yeah.
Catfishing is a whole other problem.
Yeah.
But I mean, you can be on a dating app and you can portray yourself to being this 32-year-old super handsome guy and you're actually 60 looking for younger gay boys. Because let's be real, this younger gay guy thing happens a lot because we do feel alone.
Yeah.
And we do want to talk with people that are like us. So, Tinder, Grindr, I'm holding you accountable. You better start listening to people and start banning these accounts.
Yeah.
That are not clear on how old they are. I think they should be not allowed to be there.
And I also think that it would be way better to get, like, a verification of someone's face.
Well, like, yeah, that does happen. Yeah. Tinder does have verification.
Okay, that's really
but cool. Yeah, that's just you send this many pictures of you, blah, blah, blah. You send a picture with your name on it.
Yeah.
You know, like you holding a paper or something. Okay. And that's good. That's great. Super. But I can also ask my celebrity friend to do that. Not that I have celebrity friends, but I could have.
No, true.
I can have a friend that is handsomer than me and being like, can you do that for me?
Yeah.
So that's still not right. No. It's not like an official government document.
No, it's not good.
And also, just dating in general, I think in gay world is a lot harder.
I've never experienced it before. Not really.
A little when you were on Tinder before we met.
Yeah.
A little.
True, and that was really strange.
But Tinder guys are different than Grindr guys, let's be real.
Really? How are they different? Well, are they more serious?
Yes.
Really? Oh,
Tinder, you go for a serious relationship mostly.
I mean,
if you want to hook up, that's Grindr.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, like, when I was on Tinder before I met you, I was talking to two other guys, and one was actually interested in me, and we were just talking about normal things, just hobbies and stuff that we liked, but there was this one guy who was, like, really strange, and already asking to take baths with him and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
That was so strange. And we had a mutual friend, not really friend, like, just a mutual connection, like a classmate. So that was also really embarrassing because at one point that old classmate started to text me, like, oh, I've heard that you met him and blah, blah, blah. And he was being really inappropriate. So it was, like, really embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I hope all is forgotten.
It's just, gay world has this certain energy that you gotta be into, you know, to even be able to date. I'm not surprised many gay people are not dating.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it can be quite a handful, and especially to find people who are serious.
That seems very difficult.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to deal with that.
No, but that's also when we began dating, I was also very cautious at first. Like, what is this person's intentions? And, like, what does it all mean? Because you just can't really afford to, like, fill it in already. You know, you have to be cautious and you have to be like, well, you know, gay people get invested really easily into other people. And I felt like if I get invested too fast, what if it's not at all what it needs to give?
No.
Then I kind of, you know, wasted my time and wasted my emotions.
True.
Of course, for us, everything worked out so far. So.
Luckily.
Luckily. But I've had many experiences that weren't. So, it's not that weird that I wasn't cautious. I was cautious.
No, not at all.
No. I think this topic will be definitely discussed in another episode in the future. Because it's just too many stories and too many things that I want to fit in.
Yeah.
Have had many dating experiences, also flings and longer relationships that I need to tell you guys about, but, you know, it cannot fit in one episode.
There's not enough time in one episode.
No, but definitely, like, in the next season or something, we'll do another episode about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But maybe now you can tell us a fun fact about dating.
Yes, I have a fun fact for you guys, but it's really just a question for you.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Interview.
On average, how many dates do you think it takes for a couple exchanges house keys? Like, on how many dates did this couple go before they think, like, oh, less give me...
In general.
Yeah.
In general. So, I think you mean that every time you hang out with this person, that would consider a date?
A date, yeah.
I think 100.
100. Mm-hmm. Like 100 dates.
Yeah.
It's gonna shock you to the core. It's actually...
18.
Between 12 and 14.
Yeah, no.
No.
Never ever in my life have I experienced no. that. No.
But that's... It says on average, it takes between 12 to 14 days before couples will trade house keys. That's
maybe
shocking.
When you're 43.
Yeah, but this couple... Like, I'm seeing a picture, and they're definitely, like, in their 30s or
20s. Not us.
No.
No. I mean, we definitely went to live together very quickly, like after 4 months. Yeah. But that was also the issues of the pandemic, okay?
Yeah, the pandemic and also some other issues going on that we didn't really have in our own hands. So there wasn't really much we could do at that.
Yeah, but that's still more than 12 dates.
Yeah, true.
So anyway, that was it. What will be featured in that next episode? Let me just go ahead and look. Next week, we're going to be talking about bad at music.
Bad at music. Okay.
Yes. Let's be real. I hope I'm not qualified to talk about how I'm bad at music.
No, you're not.
No. Yes. I hope not.
Quite good.
So we'll be talking about music, music that we like, music that we make, music that we listen to, music that we have experienced.
Everything music.
Everything music. And, you know, instruments, singing, writing, artists. Any of those sorts, concerts.
Mm-hmm.
And it would mean a lot to us if you follow us at Instagram at badatlife.pod. We post many things that are, you know, unnecessary. So if you would follow us on there, that would be incredible. And check out our other episodes because, Mama, some of them are flopping. And that's your fault. Okay? Yeah. So
no one's listening.
I mean, some episodes are, like, great. But also, the episode about skincare has already been listened to more than the one about helping.
Really?
People how love many skincare. Times? Not that many times. But
how many? Do you know?
I don't want to talk about it.
Oh.
Let's probably not embarrass like ourselves. No.
Oh, more?
Seven. But let's not talk about it.
That's something.
That's something. Seven people listen to it, girl.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, but more people should listen to it because our opinions matter. They need to matter.
Kisses to those seven people.
Yeah, lovely.
Good night to those seven people, and fuck you to the rest.
And I hope you enjoyed this episode about dating.
Even if you didn't, we made it, so you know what? It is what it is. That's all I've got to say.
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, this was me. Stunning. Goodbye.
Okay, we need to turn this shit off.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.